Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends. Wow.
Woohoo.
That was perfect.
I was hoping for two in a row. I gotta be honest.
I slip up one time. She never lets me forget it. It's just another gorgeous day.
Yeah.
A string of gorgeous days we've had.
In middle of November, it's been beautiful. Today has been exquisite.
Yes, yes.
I mean, if the weather could stay like this always...
We'd live in San Diego.
That's
pretty much
true.
Right?
I can't afford to live in San Diego.
No. It's a dream. It's a dream. Well, we have a really interesting letter this week,
yeah.
Joss. And we also have... We asked for great friend stories,
yes,
too, so why don't we lead with that?
All right. Dear ladies, my best friend of more than 50 years died this past February, just before the pandemic hit. We met during my senior year in high school when she transferred to Berkeley High from another city. She liked folk music, politics, and reading, and so did I. We became fast friends and met each other's families. Her family, I felt to be so much classier than mine. They talked about political things during dinner, and my family talked about our individual days. Her father grilled me about the reasons for my Catholicism, but he helped me to think and question things. We were roommates when I left the required dorm at Cal. We learned how to make bread together, and she kindly turned a pair of my jeans into much cooler bell bottoms. That's awesome. I got my first guide dog when we were roommates. She helped me see the truth about a bad news guy I was so in love with. We met our husbands around the same time and married within months of one another. While rooming together, she was one of many people I hired to read college texts, so many of which were not available any other way. Later, when my husband and I moved to Maine, she wrote to Prairie Home Companion and wished me a happy birthday.
Oh.
Prairie Home Companion is like... I don't think it exists anymore.
It doesn't. Garrison Keillor was a sex offender or something
right.
like that.
But that's really sweet. She got MS in the 80s, and when people ask how could such a health-conscious person be stricken in such a manner, her response was simply, why not?
Wow.
After my husband died in 2007, we talked a lot, and I resumed going to her family for Christmas. She remarried a man from that first guide dog class about 18 months later, and the two households got together. Whenever we talked, it felt as if no time had passed. Talk was easy and always loving and truthful without gushy words. I just wanted to say that I miss her every day and do talk about her with my husband. She's probably the best and kindest person it has ever been my joy to know. I'm getting a little choked up. Sorry. Blessings, Anne. My single request is that everybody will treasure their best friend and make sure that they know it. Thank you. That's so sweet.
That was so beautiful.
That's so lovely.
We're so glad that you had that friend.
Yeah.
And that she had you.
Yeah.
It sounds so mutual.
Yeah.
And so, it really is a blessing.
It really
you
is.
Put it so beautifully.
Yeah. I love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah. That's the kind of friend everybody deserves.
Absolutely.
And they do leave a hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're very sorry for your loss and very happy that you had all those decades together.
I know.
And so much of your life was shared. That's
it's
remarkable.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is
really
amazing.
It's really special. Well, we do have a person asking for advice about a friend who's not nearly as good as the one in your letter, Joss.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right.
Dear ladies, I have a neighbor, Diarrhea. Not her real name. Really? Okay. I was genuinely concerned for her because she was so sick. She had a stomach virus for 2 weeks. She could keep nothing down. She was finally sent to the hospital. I went over and let her dogs out. When she got home, I called her every day to find out how she was doing. One day she asked if I had any chicken broth, which I did. I had made it homemade a few days ago. I took her chicken with noodles Diarrhea asked if I had toilet paper.
Which, yes.
Which, you know, that's gold.
Yes.
And I took her 2 packs.
Wow.
Wow, that is really generous.
That's a good friend right there.
I brought her Jell-O from the store that she had asked me to get. Then she called me this week and asked if I had change for 100.
Okay.
I said no. She said, well, I have to pay back Maureen for the groceries she bought when I was sick.
Oh.
I said, I bought groceries for you when you were sick, too. And she said, well, Maureen left her receipt in the bag and you didn't.
Wow.
I don't know what to do, except that I don't want any part of her company or anything. This is 4 years now, and I've had enough of her. You know, you just can't be nice to some people. I can't deal with her.
Mm-hmm.
Signed, disgruntled.
Yes.
Well.
That is some story.
That is a story. 4 years of doing for someone.
I wish there was a little bit more to that letter. Because I know. I would have loved those details as well.
We would have loved to have heard the kind of the whole thing, you know, kind of wrap up by saying it's been 4 years of this. But let's take, you know, take her at her word.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, Joss, what was your first comment?
My first comment was about the, when we looked at this letter, was about friends expecting friends to read their minds. Because she had heard how Maureen got paid back, and she didn't get paid back. And if you had wanted to be paid back, you should have just said, this is the cost of the groceries.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Whenever you get a chance.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
I think it becomes easier on you not to expect people to read your mind. And then you're less offended when they're unable to read your mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, she said, Maureen left the receipt in the bag and you didn't.
That seems snarky to me.
It seems, you know, definitely manipulative.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't need to pay you back because you didn't leave me the receipt.
Right.
But at that point, disgruntled, you could have said, well, actually, I would like to be paid back.
Right.
And, it, you know, I've spent $50 on you.
Yes.
Or good to know for next time.
Right.
That I go to the market, I will leave the receipt.
Right.
If you were doing this out of the goodness of your heart.
Right.
And you didn't expect to be paid back.
Right.
Then you shouldn't expect to be paid back.
Exactly.
Maybe Sherry said, I'm sorry, I don't know where that came from. Maybe Maureen said,
yeah.
I'll run to the market for you, but, you know, and you'll pay me back when I get there.
Right.
No
then,
problem.
You know, this is my last 20. I really need
yeah,
to pay me back
you know,
or something
maybe
like that.
It was more clear.
Yeah.
But I think this is also a lesson, disgruntled, on choosing the people you spend your time on.
Yeah.
And on whom you bestow your favors.
Yes.
Because it sounds like for 4 years, Diarrhea has not been a reciprocal friend.
Yeah.
And you finally just had enough.
Yeah.
And kind of exploded, maybe not in her face or anything, but just, I don't want to be friends with you. I'm just
yeah.
done. I'm done.
Yeah.
You know? However, 4 years is a long time to be in this unbalanced relationship.
Yes.
And I hear you, and I have been you.
Yes.
With this sort of like, I can't anymore.
Right.
You know, and it's all bottled up, and I never really expressed it that well. And then, you know, like, I just sort of, like, vomit up all this information about, like, how we're not equals, and I'm tired of doing all these favors, and blah, blah, blah. So it's really important to, I think, to be able to communicate that or just to back off.
I would say back off. I mean, if it's been going on 4 years and you are exploded and have had it, I mean, there's no reason for you to continue in the same vein. You can
right.
easily back off of that now.
And you could have done that year one,
yeah.
too,
yeah.
when the handwriting was on the wall.
Yeah.
And we've talked so many times about how people show us who they are.
Red flags.
And we have to believe them.
Yes, absolutely.
So if Diarrhea was, forgive the pun, a crappy neighbor, then you probably saw that early on.
Sure.
And like so many women, you thought, that's okay, I can still be nice.
Yeah.
And I will win her over by being nice constantly, and then the resentment starts to build.
No, because sometimes people just take advantage of the niceness.
Right. Yeah. They do. And they know that you will be able, you know, oh, I was in the hospital. Will you let my dogs out?
Yeah.
Of course you will.
Sure.
Right? You're not going to say, get a damn dog sitter when someone's in the hospital.
Right.
So there's some element of like, of course you help someone when they really need it. But if you expect that same kind of outreach and kindness to you,
yeah,
despite all evidence to the contrary,
right,
despite the fact that she's never done anything to help you,
right,
then it's kind of like, fool me once,
exactly,
shame on you, yeah, fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
But it also brings up the issue, Joss, of what we owe our friends.
Yeah.
And if we owe our friends.
If we owe our friends and if they owe us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really interesting. A lot of people feel that way when they haven't been invited somewhere and all the other people do. And then mm-hmm. they feel very upset that they were left out. And this person owes me, you know, I've done this and this and this for her.
Right.
And why doesn't she see? Again, this is, I think, being upfront, learning better communication, reading the signs, those red yeah. flags early on. Yeah, I think all of that comes into play. But I don't think it's healthy to expect that someone owes you, a friend
right.
owes
right.
you. I don't know that that's very healthy at all.
Right.
Hopefully.
I mean, there are people you'll encounter, disgruntled, like you already have, who have less than you, who have maybe fewer people than you. You're, you know, everything is not even.
Yeah.
And so they do need more.
Yeah. I have a friend who does okay. She and her husband do okay. They're fine. They're in good shape. They're not hurting for anything.
Mm-hmm.
She is a very good friend who she's been upset with periodically, who hasn't come to visit her. The very good friend doesn't really have a lot of money and lives, say, in Massachusetts.
Okay.
You know, we're here in Connecticut. And so I said to my friend, you know, maybe she doesn't have the gas money, right? It's not that she's blowing you off
yeah.
or is trying to get out of your friendship or something like that. Maybe she just doesn't have $50. Have
right.
you ever thought about that?
Right.
So I think it's important to recognize that it's not what your speculation is. It's definitely what's been communicated to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has she talked about, you know, not being able to pay her bills?
Right.
That's where you should, that's how you should analyze the situation. This is what I told my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, in your friend's case, Joss, if she said, hey, you know, I've invited you to come visit a few times and you haven't been able to.
Yeah.
Would it be helpful if I gave you a Visa card?
Yeah.
To cover the gas money?
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me that maybe,
right.
like, that was a thing.
Right.
And you know, then you'll get an answer either
right.
one way or the other.
Right.
But in Disgruntled's case, I think that, I think, like, if I'm correct, I'm guessing that she is a good person who
mm-hmm.
wants to be helpful
mm-hmm.
and expects reciprocity, which I think you should be able to expect
yeah.
in your
yeah.
friends. But when you didn't ask to be paid back for the groceries
mm-hmm.
and she paid someone else back, I'm not really sure that, like, that qualified as her being rotten to you.
Right.
Like Joss said, there's a lot more to the story that's hinted at in here.
Where's the rest? All
yeah.
the other details is what we need.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I do think that if you have a friend who constantly asks for your time, advice, help, and never reciprocates, then, you know, wise up, woman.
Yeah.
Choose better friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Read the signs.
You read the signs.
The red flags are there.
Yeah,
they're always
just
there.
Just because she lives near you doesn't mean you must jump in.
You can pull back, for sure. Even now. You
yeah.
might feel like you can't, but even now you can pull back and do it with dignity and grace
mm-hmm.
and still be respectful.
Right.
And not have to constantly make these overtures to her that
right.
she's not reciprocating.
Right. And I think, too, that, like, living well is the best revenge.
Sure.
You have your better friends.
Yeah.
Who are like, more balanced and even, people you can count on, and then you have this neighbor
yeah.
who's not your friend. It sounds
right.
like she's never really been your friend.
Right.
And despite your caring nature, she hasn't responded in kind, and you are just not obliged to include her in your life anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy
fix. I think you just have to accept that, you know, you did the decent, humane, helpful thing.
Right.
And she's never going to be the friend who does that back.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. I agree.
I had a friend who was quite sick mm-hmm. for a while. And all of us kind of rallied around her and, you know, cooked for her and drove her kids places and stuff like that. And then there was that one friend in the group who didn't. And this friend had, she had no job. I mean, she was raising her children, so mm-hmm. she was a stay-at-home mom, but the kids were older. She had plenty of financial comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, like, this would be the friend who would be really fantastic. Yeah.
She'd
you know?
Be there in a pinch, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she wasn't.
Yeah.
I remember she showed up one day when it was her day to bring dinner to the family. And she brought a box of pasta and a jar of spaghetti sauce.
Nice.
And then felt really proud of herself for making dinner, and I'm using air quotes.
As you should.
For the family of five.
Wow.
Boiling
pasta and throwing sauce over.
Yeah. You know, and like, hey, those are groceries, fine, but when you say I'll bring you dinner, you know.
Yeah. Come on.
So it, you know, it's interesting, and I think that at times like that, you really do see who somebody is.
Yeah.
And in this case, you know, your neighbor was the sick one, but she really took you for granted.
Yeah.
And really, she knew she could use you, and she did.
Yeah.
And the next time she says, hey, do you have any chicken broth? You can say, no, but you can call Peapod.
Yeah.
And get it delivered.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything delivers now. Sure can.
No excuse. And that's a very nice way to set up a boundary.
Sure does. And that's what you should be doing. In fact, you don't even need the excuse. You can call Peapod. You say, no, I sure don't. Sorry. And you're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we all live in the same world, right?
Yeah.
She should know that you can call the grocery store and get deliveries.
Of course.
And you know what? I bet she has a cadre of people that she uses like this. I'm sure you're not alone.
There are people like that who, if they can't get something from one friend, will go to the next.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't worry that she'll not get the chicken broth. She'll get it from somewhere.
Yes. But, Jess, I just want to say that if you need chicken broth.
Yeah.
I've got some.
I do too. I'm fine. Thank you. I appreciate it. But, you know, I get my groceries delivered, so I'm good.
Yeah. I do have to say that I made it myself.
Yes, I did when I made some chicken soup.
Yeah.
I made broth from
all this.
Awesome.
I'm like, thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends forever.